Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Welcome back as we continue the conversation. We have Ms. Terry Page from the Better Business Bureau joining us here in studio now. And we were just talking about Thanksgiving, and now December 1st is tomorrow. But I guess the best quote I've heard is what you just said, that eating the shingles off the roof.
That's right. Yeah. Da, 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 da.
I like that. My son can do that at my house. He's 12, so...
Absolutely. I can imagine a 12-year-old.
Yeah. We have been going every 6 weeks to buy new shoes because he grows a half size in new shoes and his toe comes out the end.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Size 11 and a half now.
Woo. I do have a grandson that wears a size 16 and a half.
Wow. So. Why are feet so big? I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's the hormones in the
food. It's something.
Right? It's something. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Growth factor.
Terry Page is the branch manager at the Central Tennessee Better Business Bureau. And, you know, we had something in the news the other day about businesses getting these fake BBB reports.
Absolutely. Fake complaint,
complaint reports.
Yes. And most of them were coming from risk@bbb.org or service@bbb.org. And it just stated that the Better Business Bureau had received an above reference complaint from one of their customers regarding their dealings. And the details of the consumer's concern were included. They wanted you to click on a link. Please do not do that. We've had lots of businesses calling. If you do click that link, it may open you up to security or data breach. It is not the RBBB. If you do get one, please call 615-242-4222 or your local office at 867-0032 and let us check it out. Mm-hmm. Prior to you doing that, so
well,
we can let you know if it is legit.
Well, keep that in mind. That's always a good practice, and it's hard to believe you're in your jingle bell red today.
Yes,
but the holidays are here. The tree is up at my house. Is the tree up at your house?
Absolutely. I had to have that up for Thanksgiving.
Oh, so. Do you? You're a pre-Thanksgiving Christmas decorator, huh?
Well, not really, but I had everyone over for Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. so I really wanted that tree up.
Well, we have our very first ever live Christmas tree.
Awesome.
We've never done that, so.
Do you love it? Do you love that smell?
Well, it doesn't have a smell. We had it flocked. So.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They wanted it to look like it was snow.
That's
it, so
awesome.
They're very pretty. Martin's Home and Garden did that for us. But it's kind of the season for all sorts of things. I mean, there's been a rash of robberies here in town this week at Cash Advance. We've got a story about one of the suspects being caught in a robbery today at Tennessee Title Loan. I mention that because it's also the season when thieves seem to thrive, and counterfeit products are always out there. But it seems like this is the season that you can kind of get taken, if you will, if you're not careful.
Absolutely. Well, you know, some people want those counterfeit products, electronics or handbags are big, that type of thing. And they want it because it's so much less. And, you know, if it looks authentic and it can be purchased for a fraction of the cost, some people think, why not? I'm just not one of those people. But
I have a counterfeit handbag myself.
Do you really? Not me. If I can't have the real thing, I just don't want it.
There you go.
But, you know, you've got watches, electronics, iPhones, handbags, even drugs.
Drugs? Wow.
There are online pharmacies that sell lifestyle drugs for weight loss, pain, and other things that you may need. Some of the fake drugs have been found to contain boric acid, road paint, animal feed, and harmful chemicals. So,
road paint. Wow.
And animal feed. Now, why someone would mix all that? Maybe it's as a binder. I don't know. But I certainly would not want to be taking those.
No.
And anyway, you want to be careful of that. they have found that some fake drugs, although their website appears to be an Atlanta-based company, the company was actually located in China and selling fake drugs that were distributed from Pakistan and India.
Oh.
So you do want to be careful with that. Check those businesses out always. And you can do that at gobbb.org.
We're talking to Terry Page today of the Better Business Bureau. Identity theft seems to be something that's going on this time of the year, and I can speak from personal experience. I had it happen to me again this week.
Really?
The same thing that I talked about happened a few years ago.
The debit card.
Yeah, someone, I don't know how they got my number, but I had $367 in Apple iTunes charges on my card.
Lucky you.
Yes.
That is amazing.
And
had you used it recently or?
Well, I mean, you kind of use it all the time, but not really for online purchases.
Okay.
And, you know, it's just really scary that the information that's out there and so readily available. So, you know, the banks deal with this every day.
Every day.
And there's this amazing how much money my bank gave me, credited my account, but how will they ever recoup that money?
Exactly. And it'll be hard to track those people.
Yeah.
But that's just like New York, those waiters and waitresses that were mm-hmm. scamming the patrons of a restaurant, their MasterCards and Visas, and ran up over $1 million in high-end products, you know, Gucci and that type of thing. So yeah.
They weren't going for the fake stuff either,
no,
were they?
No, they weren't. They absolutely weren't.
You know, this time of the year seems to bring out that type of thing. You have so many great charities this time of the year that this is their time when they receive the outpouring of the communities and they help. But then there are some that come in and think they want to get part of that money, and they use it to scam people.
That's exactly right. You know, you should check out anybody that you give money to,
yeah.
Period. That's something that you can't do if someone's standing on your front porch or on an intersection or on the sidewalk. Sometimes it's hard to say no, but you can check charities out at gobbb.org. We have a section for charities as well as businesses, and the charities must meet 20 standards set down by BBB. So,
you know that you in a press release put out some information about fake holiday help, fake check scams, the counterfeit merchandise like we were talking about, vacation rentals, the email scams, the phishing scams that are out there. And what did you say last time? Swishing? Not swishing. What was that S word?
Smishing.
Smishing.
Yes.
Yes.
And that, yeah. There's always a new scam.
There's
always
something going on all the time. So, you know, layaway plans, the old bait and switch. Just have to be. And this is, I think, maybe a time of the year when we're not as on our toes thinking about that stuff.
That's right. Because we're all preoccupied with life, yeah. And the holidays and family and, you know, the church. There's so much going on as school projects and school plays. So it is hard to get caught up. But
so what about some tips on how to keep from being scammed in all of this stuff, and maybe some do's and don'ts? Can you help us with that?
I can help you with that, Brian. Never pay money to win a prize. Never give out your credit card or bank account numbers or social security info. If you sign a contract without reading it, never sign a contract without reading it completely or having it reviewed first. Never give to a charity without checking with BBB. Never wire money to strangers. Never hire someone who just shows up at your door uninvited. Never sign a contract with blank spaces on it. Never say yes over the phone. Never pay more than one-third of the cost prior to work completion. And never complete a payment until you're completely satisfied. Never let greed overcome common sense. Never judge a person's integrity on how nice they are or how they sound. Never let embarrassment or fear stop you from saying no. And never be fearful of reporting fraud.
And the best way to report fraud, what?
You can go to call us at the BBB. You can also go to the Federal Trade Commission. They have a website for that. And you can always, either or. Mm-hmm. You can call the office. If you feel like you've been a victim and you feel threatened, definitely call your local police department.
Well, it's awfully nice to know that, I mean, you call the FTC and you think, well, that's somebody behind a phone, you know, on a phone and this, that, and the other. But when you can actually call and get a person that's in this town or stop by the office,
absolutely,
you know, I think that helps with the comfort level a lot, too.
I think so, too. And, you know, I'm in the office. I am out a lot, but you can always, I always return calls within an hour.
Yeah.
So I'm on top of that. I'll be happy to help anyone with anything.
Now, you gave us a lot of don'ts. What are some things that we can do to protect ourselves against fraud?
Always get good advice before you give up your hard-earned money. Always take time to think it through. Sleep on it. Always practice saying no.
No, I can do that. I've got kids. I can say no.
You can say no. You practice that a lot. I see. Always keep informed on the latest scams. And you can do that through BBB.org. Always study all documents. Always report suspected fraud to the BBB or the FTC. Always get a second opinion. Always stay in charge of your money. And always call the Better Business Bureau before you do business with a company or an individual.
And that call can be as simple as going online and
doing
the search. GoBBB.org. It's very simple to use. You just put the name and information. Actually, one thing that we found ourselves doing with potential advertisers here is going online just to see what they're all about.
Absolutely. You can do that. You can check out any charity. You can find people by telephone numbers, names, business names, addresses. So it'll all link together and pull together for you.
It's quite the resource that's out there for you. So unfortunately, like we said earlier, this is the time of the year when we see people come out of the woodwork that just want to take your money somehow, some way. And I think it's a combination of things. Number one, they may be in need for that.
Absolutely.
And they can take advantage of people who are just in the, they don't call it the hustle and bustle of the holiday for nothing.
That's exactly right.
You've got everything that you do during the year, and then you add all these family get-togethers and parties and everything that's going on and shopping, and you kind of cram all of that. And this year, it's like in 3 weeks.
I know.
You know? So it's difficult time of the year. Isn't it?
It is difficult, but it can be a fun time.
It can be.
Just do your homework, keep safe, and always check with us on businesses.
That is gobbb.org, where we can find all of the information online. Maybe give a phone number and things about the office, too.
The office number is 867-0032, and we're located at 530 Uptown Square, just off Memorial at the airport.
That's you're coming up on a year there now, I guess,
aren't you? And I'm there every morning, 8 o'clock, before 8 usually, and I'm there till 4:30 or 5.
In and out, around town, burning up the roads.
Yep.
That's Terry Page.
That's me.
All right. Thanks for coming in. I guess we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Well, I'll be here.
Well,
thanks,
you'll
Brian.
Have jingle bells on by then, won't you? Terry Page joining us from the Better Business Bureau. We're going to take a break, come back, check traffic and weather, and then get you to the sports guys. They're standing by to bring you all sports talk coming up in a few.